congregation can be seated. The children are invited to come up for the children's message. This time we're going to come over here, guys. I want to point at something. We've been talking about the different things that are here in our sanctuary and why they're there and what they're doing and all that. So I want us to look at something. Come on up. I want us to look right here. There's a wooden thing on the wall, and what does it have on it? A bunch of numbers. Does anybody know what that thing is called? Oh, those are hymn numbers. Did you guys know that? Those are the numbers of the songs that we're singing today. But what's the whole thing called? Does anybody know that phrase? That's why we're talking about it. It looks like a house. It does. It's supposed to sort of look like a church, right? So that's called a hymn board. A hymn board. Let's look at the congregation. Congregation, how many of you come in and look at the hymn board? A good number do. Now, everything is in the bulletin these days, right? So you can always look at the bulletin and know what hymns we're singing. But that's the hymn board. Guess what the number for the first hymn we sang was? What does it look like? 812, right? That was our first hymn. And then we sung some liturgical things. We're after the children's message, we're going to sing the next hymn, which is what number? 655. Now, the next line has two hymns on the same line. Does anybody know why those are there? Oh, nice. He's exactly right. Those are the communion hymns. And so we'll sing the one on the left first and then that one. And the last hymn is 549. So all the hymnals in the whole church are exactly the same, right? And everybody will go to those numbers and they know what to sing. So some things in church have some really heavy theological meaning, some spiritual meaning. You know what this one is? Are you ready? It's practical. Does that make sense? It's practical. It means it just does something that we need it, a work that it needs to do, right? Congregation, does it make sense? It's practical. It's not theological, but it's still useful. So those numbers are in the bulletin. You can use the bulletin, but the hymn board is there. There's one on this side. There's one on the other side. Have you ever noticed that? So both of them are there so people can see them. And they're very big numbers, so you can see them from the back of the church, right? So that is a hymn board, and it lists the hymns, right? The hymns are the songs that we sing in church, right? H-Y-M-N, that's how you spell hymn. So that's the hymn board. It has the practical function of you can come into church. If you lose your bulletin, you can still sing the songs, right? That's why that's there. So that's what that is, and let's you guys return to your spot, and we'll sing hymn number 655. It does have a shape of the cross at the top, yep.